This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
the Gorilla Pouch Mound. Hard company.
These headphones are making me bald.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. Welcome to our mound. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Bald Boy.
Baldy Boy. Bald, that's short for Bald Eagle.
The headphones are making me bald.
Right? Bald. You think?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I got those specifically because they're guaranteed not to make you bald. It says on the packaging, HMO free. Well, that's your own fucking fault.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's just not in my genetic makeup.
Oh, Gene?
Yeah, my father's not bald.
He's not?
No, he is.
You check under that bandana. You'd be surprised.
That purple bandana you'd wear to church?
You'd be surprised.
Check underneath that Kangol hat. We'll see.
I got a new guy at work.
Yeah.
There's a new guy in the warehouse. I just couldn't wait to tell you and everybody else about this. There's a new guy in my warehouse at work.
Yeah.
He's a big fucking oaf. And he... Let me just get to the point. He introduced himself, and his name is Bunk.
Bunk?
Bunk.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, Bunk. It was, nice to meet you. What's your name? Bunk.
Hey, I'm Bunk.
Hey, I'm Bunk.
I'm Bunk, and I like to spunk.
I'm Bunk, and I drive a big trunk. And he does. He drives a big truck. He lifts things over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Classic warehouse guy.
Forklift.
Yeah. He's not certified yet.
No.
Which I was very disappointed to learn, but he's working on it. Bunk.
Does he use the baler?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if
he's authorized for
the need a license that for
I don't know.
It doesn't matter because his license is going to be Bunk either way. Got a Bunk license.
Bunk Funk.
Bunk. Funky Bunk. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunks. Well, listen, today's word of the day, Larson. Listen, today's word of the day.
Yeah.
Is zedonk.
What?
Zedonk.
Zedonk?
Zedonk.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and define that?
Zedonk?
Zedonk.
This is the breast, and this is zedonk.
Okay, you're gesturing to your hips.
Yeah.
So that's a butt. Zedonk, because it's like a French butt.
Yeah, yeah. The badonkadonk.
Zedonk. What if I told you that it's a creature with four legs?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that, a camel?
Yeah.
Is it?
No, it's a mixture. It's a hybrid of a zebra and a donkey.
Oh, okay.
Zedonk.
Zedonk.
Zedonk. It's a real thing. Look it up. It just looks like a dirty zebra.
Okay.
Short, dirty zebra can't haul shit. Well, it probably could. Better than I would be at hauling shit.
I found a new donkey in Red Dead.
Did you?
Yeah. I was riding around on the small donkey before, but I found another farm with a big fucking donkey.
Big donkey.
Big donkey.
Wow. Did you hit it with your whip or what?
Yeah, I hope in Red Dead 3 they give you a whip.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's no whip in that game. It's fucked up.
It's my hope.
There's a lasso, no whip.
If they do Red Dead 3 anyway.
They will. They will. The big money maker, that one.
I'm hoping after GTA 6 comes out, they start fucking updating Red Dead Online, but they won't.
No.
I think
no,
it's dead.
Definitely not.
I think it's dead.
Yeah, they said it was dead. They just outright said it.
I think it's expired.
Yeah.
What a waste. They could have made so much money on that. You know?
They did.
They could have made a lot
more. But
they
made a lot more in Grand Theft Auto Online. I think that's why.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you could buy a DeLorean in Red Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. If you could be Indiana Jones,
sure.
A little cross promotion, they would have made bank on that shit.
Well, could have been.
Yeah.
I played the Broforce update.
Yeah.
It was good. It wasn't a lot.
No, but the new bros are good.
The new bros are good. There's a lot of like covert operations too that are hidden.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all Indiana Browns.
Oh.
But it's good. They updated his mechanics. So like when you swing the whip, you can like move up it and you can like swing and stuff. It's kind of cool.
Oh, you can swang.
Yeah.
You see that new Indiana movie?
No, I don't give a fuck anymore.
I didn't think it looked good.
No.
I mean,
I don't like Indiana Jones anyway, I'll be honest with you.
I like the first two, really. The yeah. third one was okay. The fourth one was crap. Everybody knows that was crap.
Yeah.
This one didn't really grab me from the trailers. It's because Harrison Ford is a walking corpse, and no, I can't not. Buy him as a living creature anymore, because I'm pretty sure he's made out of wax.
He's a funny guy.
Oh, yeah. Smokes weed every day.
I know. I heard him on...
He says that's how he's stayed alive to be 109.
Yeah.
Because he smokes weed every day.
He was on Conan a little while ago. He's actually really funny. I was surprised.
Conan 2012?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, I got to tell you a little anecdote. Okay. Went to Colby. Yeah. Went to see Colby.
Yep.
Colby, it was shredding. Friend of the show, Colby.
Mm-hmm. He's a guest.
He was a guest. Yeah, we've call him. Maybe we should call him. We do a Colb call.
You talk about your story first, and I'll give him a buzz.
So we went to see him play with his band,
Lantern's Last Light.
Lantern's Last Light.
Don't say it like that. It's not like you're mocking him.
I am.
Don't why?
Just because it's a funny name. It's the most metalcore ass name I've ever heard.
Yeah, but
I'm not complaining.
Don't mock
about
him. You think you're better than Colby?
No. Of course not.
Think you're better than Colby?
I love Colby. He was shredding. I saw it. Colby ate. Colby fucking ate.
Colby's good. Colby's a damn good guitar player.
Yeah. He was going buck wild. And his band was playing. And two things happened when I went there. One.
Tent mosh.
There was a tent mosh. And of course, somebody knocked down one of the posts and the whole tent almost came down.
But really?
Somebody caught it in time. So it worked out. While they were singing, you know, the singer's going, bah, 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 and then the song ends abruptly with a big chug. Chug, 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 chug. And the singer goes, bah, 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 bah. And then he stops and he goes, so if anybody wants hot dogs, my buddy over there is selling hot dogs.
Hell yeah.
Then he gets back into it.
My man.
And I loved that. I thought that was very funny.
Was it Rico?
Rico, yeah. Hot dog.
He's a singer?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that guy.
Yeah, he was energetic.
Yeah.
He's good at being a, you know, front man.
Yeah. No, he's a good dude. I miss seeing that guy. He used to come into the old barbershop.
Mm.
The one that will not be spoken of.
Oh yeah. My buddy's slanging hot dogs, so.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
So then I caught I overheard a conversation at that show, and it was a very awkward story that he told in which he went to like his friend's kid's birthday party or something. And the kid comes out to say hi to everybody. And he starts doing raspberries on everybody's tummies.
The kid?
The kid.
Okay.
And the kid's dad like encouraged us and was just like, okay, it's your turn. Like to the next guy.
The fuck?
He did it to his grandpa or something. Is what he said, and then it was like his turn, and he was just like, "What? This sounds illegal."
That's
a weird fucking thing. That's weirder than like I always think it's weird when kids like kiss their family on the lips and shit,
mm-hmm.
especially when they're like you know belly button tall. But giving people raspberries and then your dad being like, "Okay, that's normal. That's fine." It's just like. Beyond wacky.
Hmm.
So that's that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that, but right. You know.
It was a good
it's a good little anecdote, little, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Hang on one sec.
Okay.
What's up, buddy?
Hey Colby, this is Bengazio Beneciccio. Oh, how are you this eve?
I'm good, Bagarzio Benchich Peach.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Colby?
Yes.
Can you give me the secret to sexiness?
Big peepee?
Big peepee? What if you are not blessed with the big peepee? Yes.
Honesty about the small peepee.
Okay, cool. I know the pubics, What did you say?
A pubics.
Pubics, big. A pubic. Big, short, none. What'd you say, Colby?
Pubic zirconium.
Cubic zirconium. No, big, long, or short, small, or none of pubics.
I say it's fine. I say it's all good.
It's all good.
Whether you got big, short, small pubis, or medium pubis, I say it's fine.
Do you think that sexiness comes from the heart, Colby?
Gross, but probably.
Okay.
Where do you pull it out?
What is a great film to watch with the lady, gentleman, or whatever you prefer, your preference?
I've never seen any Greek films.
Greek? My Big Fat Greek Wedding number 2.
Good movie. I think I might want to phone a friend for the Greek question.
Is it a date movie? Greek wedding?
What do you think Dave's favorite wedding is?
No, date.
My best friend's date.
What? Now, Colby.
Yes, Bengarzi.
I have a question for you. Very serious question.
Ask me.
Have you seen the Jungle Movie by Arnold?
Big time, dude.
What's Helga Pataki in it?
It was good. It was good. I enjoyed it.
What's Helga Pataki in it? Big Bong Beeper. Big Bong Beeper.
I didn't see one beeper in that movie, but that's fine.
big bong beaker beeper.
I forgot about Big Bob's beepers. All right, so that's confirmed. Jungle Movie confirmed.
Yes.
So
I'm sorry, somebody sent me a Snapchat of pool rubies.
What is that? What does that mean? What's a pool ruby?
I think it's like you just throw them at the bottom and you dive for them. You know?
Oh, you're diving for rubies.
But they're like rubies. I've never seen that before. No, so I've just said in all caps, pool sticks. Rubies.
Yeah.
Yes.
I find a ruby. I dive for rubies.
Dive for rubies.
I found a scientific study on Reddit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because that's where all the good science is on Reddit.
I've been up there.
This was posted by Johnny Behave 2.
Reddit's wild.
It's the Wild West of the internet.
It's,
well, not quite, but I guess like it's not like deep web level, but it's like...
It's better than Twitter still.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is they're all platforms, so they all suck in a lot of ways, yeah. But it depends how you use them. And I like to use them to read about masturbation.
Yeah.
And that's what Johnny Behave 2. Oh, wait, no, not 2. Just Johnny Behave. It says Johnny Behave 2 months ago is when he posted this. Johnny Behave.
Brother of Johnny Sins.
What? Johnny Tsunami?
Johnny Sins.
What? Well, I don't know that
one. He's a big bald porno man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was a member of Avenged Sevenfold because that sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sure. So, what about Jay Specimen? What's he been up to, do you think?
Probably a lot of cum shots.
You think he's still doing them?
Yep.
Let's find out just real quick. Jay Specimen.
I bet Jay Specimen eats a whole lot of asparagus before he does a cum shot, too, so it stinks.
I never considered that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know if it only works for the pee, but, you know.
Probably not. Probably works for whatever you got coming out of there. I don't know, though, because I think a lot of the liquid comes from the same place.
Yeah.
So, big updates for Jay Specimen.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like he's doing porn anymore.
No. Was he doing race cars?
No, music and tattoos.
Cool.
But he's really big on Pokemon Go.
Wow.
Loves that shit. He's tweeting about it. And he writes a lot of music about Animorphs.
Cool.
He loves Animorphs. He says Animorphs were his Barbie growing up. And now he writes songs about Animorphs.
Yeah, I don't want to jump the gun, but he seems like a pretty good guy to me.
I just, you know, I hope he's got at least some songs about fucking Animorphs.
I hope he's doing all right.
What are they called? Hork-Bajir?
I don't know.
I hope he fucked a Hork-Bajir in one of his films and, you know, lived out his childhood fantasy. No, this is pretty much all Animorphs posts on Jay Specimen's Twitter. So anyway, it was just a quick little update.
Update.
Johnny Behave said, this is kind of long, so just bear with me.
It's Johnny Sins, good brother.
I got to say every time, what?
Johnny Sins is the evil brother of Johnny Behave.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Yeah. Right. Every time this fellow writes masturbated, it's with an E instead of a U. This is weird, and I can't tell anyone in real life, but I have to tell someone. I masturbated for 12 hours today to find out the effects, so you don't have to. It's just a good scientific method.
Sure.
First of all, I prepared 3 32-ounce water bottles and had a meal of 1 cup steamed rice and 1 cup mixed vegetables, peas, carrots, and green beans, and about 1 tablespoon of soy sauce. I also took a basic daily all-in-one vitamin. I began by assembling a random collection of different porn clips, porn games, and porn movies. Breakdown. Full-length movies took too long to get to the point. The story dead spots made my little soldier begin losing interest, so I switched to the next option in the run. Porn games. They worked well for maintaining the heat of the moment, until they didn't. It turns out there are a lot of porn games that are unfinished and generally run out of content before they reach the point of the porn game. Rather than the initial date simulation, as well as mini games causing use of 2 hands that removes your work hand. That's a big problem. Also took a while to get up to speed. Next, I moved on to porn clips, which I will say is the holy grail of porn. Short, straight to the point, and you can fire off rapid fire clips of things that excite you, reducing downtime. Porn movie downtime, 30%. Porn game downtime, 45%. Porn clips, 2% downtime. I could see this as easily being the most addictive form of adult media. The first 8 hours seemed to fly by with regular breaks for water. After the initial 8 hours, things became interesting. Even with regular drink intervals, I began having a constant dry mouth, along with that morning breath taste. Around hour 10, I began developing a headache, along with some eye floaters. Likely body not being able to deliver the standard amount of oxygen due to diversion of blood flow to the member. Hour 11, I increased my water intake, seemed to help a tiny bit, but symptoms were persistent until the end. Eye floaters also increased by 100% by the alarm end. The orgasm that followed the alarm was by and far one of the most extreme I've ever had, coming in at a close second to when having sex with my wife. Final notes. The plume of skin below the tip of my penis, circumcised, is slightly swollen, but not dangerously. Arm feels fine. I thought it would be a lot more sore. It took about an hour after completion for my mouth to go back to regular moisture levels. Heart rate was pretty much back to normal within 15 minutes of completion. Headache is now minimal without need of medication. No immediate health issues have announced themselves. This would be different from user to user due to health issues and whatnot. Overall takeaway, it was a fun experiment that I would not be interested in trying again. Too long, didn't read, masturbated for 12 hours, tried movies, games, clips, walked away with a minor headache, and prefer porn clips to any other media form for constant involvement.
Hmm. Well, God bless him for trying, you know?
For science.
For doing it, just getting out there and doing the damn thing.
You know, honestly,
the thing that no one ever asked him to do.
No.
I'm really glad he did it.
What really took me
for our sins
by surprise here is when he said it is a close second to having sex with my wife. Because he has a wife.
Yeah, yeah. Did she know?
I don't know. She must have been on vacation or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Either that or she locked him up and made him do this. Maybe she's
probably on a cruise with her mother.
Probably, yeah.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Right. So then he's just like, now's the time. I've always wanted to, you know, see what the effect on the human body is if I jack off for 12 hours. Turns out it hurts.
Sure does. Yeah. So, yeah. You're going to get road rash.
You're going to tear up that frenulum.
Mm-hmm.
The eye floaters too. I was a little surprised there, but you know, you're going to need a camelback if you're going to jack off for 12 hours straight.
Yeah. You ever tear your frenulum?
No.
No?
No. I've heard it's not great.
Not ideal, no.
Yeah.
It's like a little paper cut.
Yeah. Oh.
You don't want that.
That's kind of like what the pee hole is.
Paper cut?
It's kind of like a paper cut.
Nope.
Wow. Your state of mind's not right.
I'd have to take a gander.
Okay. So just
put it on the table. I'll get a couple skewers, you know.
These
we'll get it right.
These comments are pretty good. Somebody else noticed he's got a wife. She lives in Canada. You wouldn't know her. She goes to a different school. Married people masturbate just as much as everyone else, possibly more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not in a row.
No.
I don't think that that's a common thing.
No. I need a break.
I mean, I would feel like I wasted a lot of time and a lot of energy, you know? But, I mean, good on you.
Yeah. That guy must be on... what was that antidepressant I was on there?
Cymbalta,
yeah. He must be on Cymbalta.
That'll do it.
He only came once.
and it was just dust.
That's it.
There was somebody, Last Wally, replied to it and said, those are rookie numbers. Wow. People really had a good time talking about this. It really brought the community together. This prostate's probably in pretty good shape.
Almost definitely, yeah.
Given that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So anyway, speaking of fuck on the internet, speaking of internet fuck, I thought we should dive back into an old fucking standby segment we haven't done in probably years, and it's called Hostory.
Okay.
Now, Hostory, for those who don't remember or weren't around or haven't been born yet, is a segment where we review the titles of all the links, the URLs that my coworker, who we've codenamed Haas, visited on the work computer. And I exported, I think it's like 250 pages of these a few years ago, and we still haven't gotten through all of them. So
the thing you know about Haas, too, is that he don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck. Yeah, Haas is an energy.
Is he still like that?
Yeah, he still doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't think he's looking at the same web pages. I think he's got a more serious relationship going now.
Yeah.
But he still doesn't give a single fuck about anything or anybody except for his family.
Yeah.
Which I do respect in a way. I think, you know, there's something to be said about that. He's an interesting fella.
I'm here for it.
Let's see. So I haven't picked him out or anything. So I'm just going to...
Just going to sift through the shit.
But there's a lot.
Try to find the corn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's some good, you know, old fashioned suck and fuck me now. Oh, by the way, I should say these are all titles of Craigslist ads or classified ads on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Looking for a huge dick. Don't wait. 69 sty. Fuck me, baby.
Fuck me, baby.
What's 69 sty? Is that short for style? 60, yeah. I want to fuck 69 style.
I want to do a 69 style.
Yeah.
Please.
Foot aches.
Foot apes?
Aches. Foot. Let's see. Deep, please.
Please.
Mm. Oh, beautiful black BBW need fuck. Beautiful dirty dick for hard play.
Dirty dick.
That's a beautiful dirty dick. 26-year-old, bored and horny, really horny, really, really horny, and fine boobs.
Such fine boobs.
I'm so horny and fine boobs, please. Horny mom want oral hookup. Let's see. Someone to fuck my pussy and come inside, please. Doggy style, gold stream. Simply gold stream.
Just love that he looked this up on the work computer.
Oh, yeah. He does not give a fuck. Gold stream, please. Pussy licking tonight and tomorrow.
Get it while it's hot.
Just so you know, first 2 days only.
First come, first served.
First come, first come. Fuck me while my daddy watches. I don't like that one.
I don't either. I don't get that stuff.
No, I don't. I don't. Don't like it.
Not for me.
I don't just not like it. I think it's gross. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah, even like the stepmom stuff. I know it's not the real stepmom.
I know, but why say it?
I don't want to betray my dad like that. You know what I mean? I just don't.
Yeah. I know. I don't understand it at all.
Maybe it's just because I don't think I have a stepmom. I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. But I kind of do, you know?
There's somebody, right?
Yeah. It's just weird, you know?
Yeah. It's complicated. On Facebook.
It's just not, yeah, it's not for me.
What about tribbing?
Tribbing?
Yeah. What does that mean?
That's when you rub pussies together.
Oh, I thought that was scissoring.
No, it's tribbing.
It's scissoring too, though.
It is.
Oh, why? Okay, I never knew
that.
Yeah,
you put pussy on pussies, tribbing.
Pussy on pussy. I'm going pussy.
What are those?
You know? Hey, you want to slap lips? Yeah, slapping pussy together, tribbing.
Oh.
Need nipple sucked, beard looking to squirt all over you. Okay. You looked at a couple job listings. pregnant, need revenge, fuck.
Print it.
Followed by eat my pregnant wife out.
Eat her out? Out where?
Could you be the one?
Like Neo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what he thinks it is? It's like he's going to click it. It's going to be a red pill situation.
Yeah.
That's what his Instagram handle will be, Red Pill Hoss.
Red Pill Hoss.
Does he call himself Hoss?
Mr. Anderson. No. No.
Oh.
The positives and the negatives.
Protons, electrons, neutrons,
ions. So, okay, so this is a science fair hookup.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's trying to make a volcano out of some lady's pussy. A little baking soda in there. a little vinegar and baking soda in that pussy. I heard
Doug turned the science lab into a towering inferno.
My brother Billy told me that if you put baking soda, there was a woman who put baking soda and vinegar in her pussy and she exploded.
Yeah, like a seagull.
That was it.
Like a seagull if you give him a chip.
Alka-Seltzer.
Or whatever it is, yeah.
I don't like those trash birds. I like collecting their beaks, though, after they blow up. Give me that beak.
Give me that beak. Let's see what else.
I have a bucket full of beak fragments.
Bucket full of beaks. 37-year-old looking for a chubby.
Beak shrapnel.
Oh.
A chubby?
Yeah.
Like a chubby person or a chubby peepee?
Good question. I don't know. It's up to interpretation.
I know.
It's like a fine film.
It really makes you think.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you're getting at?
Right. It's like a Darren Aronofsky film.
Oh.
You know? Depends how you think about it.
I haven't watched one of his in a long time.
Depends on if you're on drugs.
I think Black Swan, I think, was the last one.
What about The Wrestler? Wasn't that after?
I thought Black Swan was after. It? Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it was the other way around.
Don't matter.
Yeah, it was the other way around.
All right.
And then he did Noah.
I haven't seen Noah. I didn't see Mother either.
I didn't either.
I heard mixed things about it. I heard you either love it or hate it.
I want to see that.
Like that Ari Aster movie there with Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, people hate it? I've only heard that it's good.
Oh, no, I've heard like 50-50.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it. But I'm sure I'll like it. His other movies fucking rule.
Yeah, I liked Midsommar a lot better than fucking Hereditary.
Me too, but I love that too. It's just hard to watch.
Hereditary?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny, honestly. I started dying laughing with that fucking... when her head hit the pole,
oh,
like,
man.
Holy shit, that caught me so off guard, but that was my, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't see it in the theater because I don't think I would have been able to control myself.
Oh, here's a good one. I got a good one.
Yeah.
A girl looking for a future man. I am Vivian. Vivian is looking for the future man.
Future man.
Hey, future man. I brought you some champagne from deep space.
Didn't Seth Rogen do a show called Future Man on Hulu or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like this guy who was trying to go to the future to find a cure for herpes or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is. Looking that's for a future it. Man. I am Vivian. I am Vivian.
I'm the entity simply known as Viv.
Oh, this is good. Pegging, colon. Dominate your hole. That's the title of a movie. Looking for get my ass fuck.
Okay.
All right. Looking to smoke your weed and cum all afternoon. That's illegal. This was illegal back in 2016.
Wow.
Cum inside my mouth and pussy.
At the same time?
If you step back and you really, you know, wave it around,
you might do the be mouth able to... and you put your thumb over it and you do the pussy. That's how it works.
Yeah. My pink pussy, tight and horny.
Great. Just great.
Cuckold? Question mark.
Cookie?
You want me cookie me? Yeah. So that's Hostory for now. Hope you liked it. I hope you learned something.
Yeah, I learned a couple things there.
Pussy.
I learned that if you put your thumb over it,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
creates a blockage.
Right, right. So we do a segment that's called Googie Review Bees, right?
Yeah.
Where we look at Google reviews for businesses across the earth and report our findings. Well, the last time I did that, I came across a person who left a bunch of reviews.
Oh, yeah.
And this person is a mystery. And I just want to share my findings and see if we can put together a story to account for why, what he is.
Okay.
So we got, it's important to note, his profile picture on the Google reviews, it's sideways.
Mm-hmm. Good start. Yeah.
He's got an open mouth frown going. You know, so it's just like, bah, bah. Looks like a camouflage baseball hat and glasses and a reddish beard.
Okay.
He looks like he doesn't know how to use his phone.
Yeah.
So.
How old would you say he is?
40 something.
Okay.
But he's in the Midwest, so that could mean he's 15 or something, as far as I know.
True.
His name on here is F.E.A.R. So it's like an acronym, fear, of John Peters. That's one word, John Peters.
Like the movie producer? Is it J-O-N or J-O-H-N?
It's J-O-N. Could be. But I also went to school with the John Peters. He made a hit list.
What?
He did. He got kicked out.
Wow.
Yeah, he was bad.
There's a kid in my school who got in trouble. He ran for class president. He got in trouble for plagiarizing a Hitler speech.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was in my class, so I didn't see the speech, but I heard he was banging on the podium and stuff, and I guess he replaced all the Jewish stuff with Spalding. And Mr. Booty, I think. Mr. Booty. The fact that we had a vice principal named Mr. Booty.
Yeah, we did.
It's just, that's just gold right there. Wow. But yeah, Mr. Booty, I think, realized that it was a Hitler speech, and he got suspended.
Right.
Surprised he didn't get expelled for that, honestly.
And now he's in the Supreme Court.
Now he's SCOTUS.
SCOTUS.
He was a trench coat kid. I was always nice to him because I, you know, didn't want to get killed when the time came.
Right. You got to be careful with those trench coat kids.
It wasn't
kids.
Like a real threat at that time, though. I mean, it was, you know, like it was on my radar.
Right, right.
You know, but it wasn't like a every fucking week thing, you know?
Right, like now.
Yeah, yeah.
Fear of John Peters, one word.
Yeah.
Fan of, that's one word. Himself. Only, that's all caps, only, and then parentheses, J. Peters. So let me recap. Fear of John Peters, fan of himself, only J. Peters, in parentheses. Anything ring a bell to you? I mean, John Peters is a pretty common name. It could be anybody.
Yeah, I only know the one.
Right.
The giant mechanical spider guy that Kevin right. Smith talked about.
Right, right, right. It's not him, I don't
Barbara
think.
Barbara Streisand.
I doubt this guy knows who that is.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe his name is he John Peters?
Well, he says fear of John Peters.
Yeah, but it's an acronym. You said, right?
Yeah, true.
Freedom, energy, alliance, repetition, reptile.
Yeah. Maybe we can, if we look at some of his reviews, maybe that'll help.
Yeah, maybe it'll help.
So he's reviewing shit around North Dakota and a lot in Montana, around Billings, Huntley, Montana. He's dipped into Utah and New Mexico. Here we go. This is important. Here we go. In Big Timber, Montana, he left a two-star review for Thistle Creek Mercantile.
Okay.
Two stars. He said, Johnny Walker, a.k.a. Daniel Peters, / Peterson, says it's A-okay. If she says so, I do too, right? Johnny Walker, a.k.a. Daniel Peters / Peterson.
Johnny Walker is a whiskey, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Daniel Peters is
not a whiskey.
Not a whiskey. Also not John Peters.
No.
But there's probably a relation, especially since it's a negative review, and he's afraid of John Peters, possibly.
Yeah. Or he is.
Right.
Afraid of himself.
Maybe he hates anybody who tries to take his name. Like Daniel Peters / Peterson. Daniel Peterson says, it's A-okay if she says so. I do too. Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, me neither.
I keep going.
Long Branch Casino in Ballantine, Montana. 3 stars, all caps. Happy fun.
Only three stars?
3 stars. Happy fun.
Happy fun, okay.
That sounds like a 5-star review to me, but.
Yeah, for real.
And then in Billings, Montana, at a shopping place called Fastenal.
Tough critic here.
What is Fastenal?
Fastenal is not like a, I thought it was like a car place. Wait, there's one around here, I think, right? I think so. What's Fastenal? I know I've seen that before. Let me see.
It's a fastener supply store in this case.
Yeah, it's a...
Very bad reviews. Fucking shit reviews.
Okay, yeah, there's one in Rochester. An expert consultant, a logistics company, technology provider, and more generally a distributor of wide-ranging industrial and construction products.
Fasteners.
Yeah.
So he didn't like this particular Fastenal. He said 3 stars, very full of lies and sneaky as hell.
But it's the same review as, same star rating as Good Fun?
Yeah. Happy Fun.
Happy Fun.
Happy Fun. On the same level as very full of lies and sneaky as hell.
Hmm. This man is a mystery.
He really is. Oh, this one. Oh, I love this one. A place in a scenic view map in Elephant Butte, New Mexico. 2 stars on this. And his review says, Soda Lake near Missoula.
Soda Lake?
Soda Lake.
It's just a lake full of...
Mountain Dew.
No, it's just a bunch of mix. It's a mixture of all of them.
Oh, what do you call that when you go in a Burger King and you fill up your own cup and you mix them all together in some sort of a brown sludge?
I don't know. It had a name.
It has a name.
You know, Matthew Cook used to do it all the time, and he thought it tasted real good.
Yeah.
And I said, you're fucking lying.
Tastes like sugar.
I put pepper in that. You're lying.
Not Dr. Pepper.
No, I poured pepper into it. Okay, yeah. Try to make you vomit. You pretend you like it. Come on.
Walmart Supercenter in Billings, Montana. Xmas finished. La Quinta.
Does he like the La Quinta?
He loves this La Quinta in Billings. 5 stars. Great service and style. Thanks. Coffee, and that's in quotes, spelled C-O-F-F-E, at front desk for being so helpful and informative.
Wow.
He bought everybody around a coffee.
That's so nice of him. I'll tell you something about La Quinta around here.
Yeah.
Where was that one?
This one was in Billings, Montana.
Maybe I got to change that one because the La Quinta I went to fucking turned me gay. I'll be honest. My wife wasn't happy.
That did happen.
It did happen.
I saw that
on record.
That was in a review too. I can't remember where that one was, but
I said it. I put it up. It's just what happened. Mulligan O'Sullivan looked me up.
Yeah, so... Okay, well, that's that. no consensus as far as John Sullivan.
He's still a mystery.
If anybody out there has any details, please call the FBI.
I'm going to deep dive into this, man. I'd like you to send me the link.
Okay, well, fear. Okay, we got one more segment for you. Are you ready for some Dubain's names? I love this business.
Yeah.
I love this business.
You created an app.
Yeah, I made an app called Dubain's Names, and it generates different names. And one of the things you can do is make product names. So we're going to generate product names with this random name generator, and then we're going to pitch them to each other like it's a Shark Tank.
And if you'd like to download the app yourself, join the Patreon.
Get on the Patreon. You get a link. We'll send you a link. And you know what else, too?
Some creams.
Pretty soon, there's going to be at another VH mess. For patrons.
That's going on. That's going up there?
That's going on the Patreon.
Hell yeah.
So are they,
how many have you made so far? Is this?
This is five.
It's five. Holy shit.
Yeah. Every year until I die. Okay.
So I love this business. We
decide.
We pitch it Shark Tank style.
Right. And decide whether or not we love this business.
Right. And we do. We
usually do. We always do, pretty much.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
You ever go to like a backyard party and play, you know, those games, or, you know, you do the three-legged race.
Lawn darts. Yeah.
You know, you do the three-legged race, potato sack race. That
mud
kind of
wrestling.
Thing. My favorite one always was where you hold the egg on the spoon.
Yeah, that is a good one. Egg games. I love egg games.
So I got a new continuation of that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to get the dads involved. This is a game for kids and moms, let's be real.
But this one gets dads involved?
This one gets dads involved.
Okay.
So
I support that. I think that it's important for every household
to have a
strong male figure at the head of the table.
Exactly. And it changes the objective of the game as well.
Sure.
So
to hit each other, right?
Huh?
Like football?
No, it's not. Hits. It's not tackle. It's non-tackle.
It's not contact.
No. So you do the race, you get the egg on the spoon, you got to run it to your dad who's in the end zone.
Okay.
Oh, just a line of dads in the end zone.
All right.
And the first person to spike the egg wins.
Okay.
It's egg spike for dads.
Oh, just for dads.
Yeah. And actually, you know what?
You're trying to impress the dads.
And No. The dad does the spiking.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And each dad brings his own spike strip to smash the egg on.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, egg spike for dads.
I love this business.
It's more of a celebration than anything.
It's an event.
It's an event.
Yeah, I love this business.
Or, you know, just a single spike that the dad just, you know.
Right. Just throws an egg on.
Spikes it onto a spike.
You know, you ever go to those same parties and you say, hey, I wish that dad were cooler.
Yeah.
And it's always some fucking just sad little dad, man, little shit dad.
Yeah.
Just a punk ass dad.
Yeah.
And you're like, I wish he was bigger and cooler and more like a big man, a big strong guy.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one way to do that. And that's to shove a bunch of diesel fuel up his rectum.
Mm-hmm.
And the most efficient way to do that is with one of my new diesel pods. So if you want to pump yourself or a friend up so that you can look impressive for your extended family on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You shove one of these up your asshole.
Yeah.
It expands in your lower intestine.
It's a diesel egg for dads.
Yeah. And then you're going to have diesel fuel in your veins. You're going to probably drop dead later that night. But for a while, you're going to be a lot like a truck.
That's right. And you're going to grow a Marlboro hat on your head.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Just naturally.
You're damn right. And you're going to have a gilded set of testes by the next morning.
That's right.
Yeah, even if you're dead.
I love that. Love this business.
Okay.
You have a motorcycle, right? You like to go...
Six, seven of them, eight of them.
So... This new product that I've got too, it's what's man's best friend, right? What's man's best friend?
Rat.
No.
Jack Daniels.
No, the real answer.
Cigar?
It's a dog.
A dog.
It's a doggy.
Big dog.
Yeah. Rottweiler. You know how they have those little carts that you can put the dog in, you put the goggles on him, everybody laughs. They say, yeah, oh, look at that big
sidecar with the dog.
Yeah, we don't need that anymore.
No.
We don't need that anymore.
No.
This one, you don't even need to own a dog to have a companion riding along with you.
Oh,
just a motorcycle doggy.
Oh, the dog
itself? It's an artificial dog.
Oh, okay.
He's mounted to this. He has a personality.
He's got AI?
He's got some AI in him, yeah. He goes, woo, woo, woo.
While you're riding turns around?
You yeah, ride, he barks at people and stuff. Just And he says, cool. calm down, sit.
And he'll keep people from stealing your bike or knocking it over.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah. It's a kind of a security sort of thing. The motorcycle doggy.
Motorcycle.
And he's got razor sharp teeth.
Right. And he's got a taste for blood.
He does. Yep.
Yeah. I love this business.
And the doggy, his leg too, it also expands. So there's a giant bear trap around your motorcycle when you go into the store.
Okay. And then, yeah. Okay. I like that.
That's optional though. That's
right. That's an add-on.
That's an attachment.
Mm hmm. You do a lot of, you go to raves?
Yeah.
Underground?
River rave.
That's not a real rave, I've heard.
What?
Yeah, that's not what a real rave is.
I saw a tree there, all right?
Tree?
I saw a tree.
Tree?
Yeah, Ernie Bach and the Automatics.
Right? Ernie Bach. Yeah, no, river rave is, that's a rock concert. I'm talking about...
It doesn't exist anymore.
I'm talking about the raves, like Blade 2. Where they got blood coming from the ceiling. No. They play loud house music. And they're like... Yeah, but do that in a minor scale. Like a dissonant fucking diminished minor.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah, and then rain blood from the ceiling. Everybody's got straps and reflectors on.
I dig it. I like that idea.
Everybody's fucking wet and on Molly.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sick. Well, if you've ever been to one, which I've been to so many raves, it's a real mess. There's fluids, there's glitter, drugs and piss and shit all over the floor of that abandoned factory.
Yeah.
When you're done with it, who's going to clean it up?
I don't know.
Squatters? No.
I don't know.
The police? No. It's Rave Hog.
Rave Hog?
Rave Hog does it.
You get a bunch of hogs that come in and they lick up all the blood.
That's right. They clean it up. They clean it up like new.
I love that.
Yeah, even if you know, every good rave has a body count, right?
You know the mafia used hogs.
Yeah, I was going to say, that if the rave was really worth its salt,
mm-hmm.
a couple people are probably going to drop dead.
Mm-hmm.
The hogs will take care of it.
That's right.
You know, no problem for a hog.
You hear about all those people stuck at Burning Man right now?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Well, yeah, there was at least one death.
Not from that, though.
No, what was it?
Probably an OD.
Oh, okay.
Be my guess. I don't know. They didn't say. But they said it's not from that.
That part's not funny, but the rest is pretty funny.
Yeah. The person probably just drowned in quicksand.
Okay. Rave Hog?
Rave Hog. I'm in.
Okay.
Sequel to Braveheart. Brave Hog.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay.
Do you ever see that movie Envy with Jack Black and Ben Stiller?
Jack Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piece of shit, right? It's a bad movie.
Yeah.
There's a product in that movie that I've improved upon, actually.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
product that Jack Black's character creates. He has a can.
Mm-hmm.
You spray dog poop and it disappears.
Right.
I've got a new product called Dump Destroyer.
Wow.
And you can spray it on any shit. It's not just dog do.
Oh, any dump.
Any type of shit. And it decimates it.
Human dump.
Anything.
Gorilla dump.
You gotta dig your septic tank out and empty it. Just spray this stuff in there.
What about bug dump?
Yeah, anything.
Wow. That's pretty good.
It just lights it up.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I love this
dump
business.
Destroyer.
I'll take two.
Cool. It comes in a can.
You ever play Battlefield 1942 on the computer?
No.
But you fight a war. So, there's a product, I was inspired by that game because when you're riding your little Humvee around and you get blowed up or some shit, you hit a mine or you fall off of a cliff and your Humvee gets all fouled up.
Yeah.
What do? If you're an engineer in the game, you pull out a hammer and you just start whacking it and it fixes. That's how you fix it. You just hit it with a hammer and it gets better and it starts to inflate and all the damage goes away. It inspired me to build a truck hammer. So if you ever are out and about and you hit, I don't know, a moose,
Yeah.
Or a person or a bigger truck, God forbid, and it fucks up your hood. This hammer's just for that. It's
fixes it.
Just fixes it. Yeah. No matter what, even if you've got like a leak, just hit your car with it and it finds a way. It's powered by artificial intelligence.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the future of truck tool.
Wow.
Truck hammer.
Whoa, whoa, wee, whoa.
Yeah.
I like.
I know.
I love this business. You got a big bush?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when you're doing things, you just find your bushes getting in the way a little bit.
All the time. Branches.
Yeah, you're not gonna trim it up or anything. You don't want to do that.
God, no.
No, you've never trimmed it in your life.
No.
What you're going to need, though...
it's got roots.
It does, yeah.
Deep roots.
Yeah. You're going to need a bush harness sometimes. You got to flatten it out a little bit.
Right, you know? So you can work around it.
It's like, I mean, mine's so bad that there's just some pants I just can't wear anymore, you know?
Wow, yeah.
But now I can. Yeah. Because of the bush harness.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Straps that bush.
You don't have to worry about ripping all your pubes out when you zip up your pant.
Right, right, yeah.
Wow.
It keeps it close to your body, and
then you can just let them free after you take off.
Sure, yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this business.
Good. It can also be used for a padding sort of situation, too. Depending on how large your bush is.
Okay, right. Yeah, because if somebody's grinding on that, they could start a little fire.
It could, yeah. It's entirely possible.
It's a fire hazard. Well, I love this business.
Great.
My next business, similar in a way. Do you ever like put stuff in your butt or like put stuff in other people's butts or their random hole, just people's holes?
Sure.
Mouth.
Yeah, I've done all that.
Well, God doesn't like it.
No?
No. God says, no, 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 no. You're not to have fun with your privates. Never. So he came to me and he said, I need you to manufacture.
What if you just slap it a little
That's fine. As long as nothing's getting penetrated.
Okay.
Then it's fine. God don't care. But God do care if something goes in there, if you get something in there. So he said to me, he said, I need you to manufacture a new product and it's called God Glue. And it's going to glue your pussy shut. Glue your asshole shut, and you can use it on your lips too.
Yeah,
you know you're gonna have to drink through your eye sockets from the rest of your life. But God glue is worth it. It's kind of like a chastity belt for every hole.
Okay,
God glue.
I love this business.
Yeah, me too.
Over time, like the pee-pee doesn't
fade.
Yeah,
no, it's actually very healthy. It's the way that God intended.
So, great.
Yeah.
This next product I have here is it's a pretty, very simple product here.
Yeah.
You know slot machines, right?
I do.
You pull the lever.
Yeah, I've used them.
Yeah. This is a Dennis Rodman themed slot machine. It's called Worm Slot.
Worm Slot?
Worm Slot.
Why is it Dennis Rodman themed?
Because he's the worm.
He's the worm?
Yeah, look it up.
I didn't know. I believe you.
Look it up. Google it. Look it up.
Dentist.
He was on AEW last night. I think I know. Okay. I think I know. But Dennis Rodman being the worm. All right. I watched him win 3 championships with the Chicago Bulls. Okay. Scott Pippen.
Scott Pip.
Michael Jordan. Okay. I watched it. I watched him defeat the Utah Jazz and Karl Malone. Okay. I've watched it.
Karl Malone. Small forward, power forward.
Just look up the worm.
I did. Nicknamed the worm.
There, see? Worm slot. And when you win, when you hit the jackpot on the Dennis Rodman, the worm slot.
Why is he called the worm? That's what I want to know.
You win a bunch of golden worms.
Oh, Dennis Rodman's mom called him worm because of how he wiggled while playing pinball.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's right in line with the, you know, it could be right next to the pinball machine.
Yeah, yeah.
So it adds up.
So yeah, you win a bunch of golden worms when you hit the jackpot, but... You don't hit him very often.
None of his best basketball traits are related to a worm, this article says on basketballnetwork.net. So, I love this business. This next one, I don't know what it is, but I love the fucking name. I love the name so much.
All right.
Brick Pig.
Brick Pig?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does it do? To lay down brick bricks pig. Or is it? That's too easy. Brick Pig. Maybe it bundles up your cocaine into bricks.
Brick Pig. Yeah, when you have excess brick, They're like bricks that break in half. No good bricks.
Right.
You feed it to the brick pig. It's a machine.
Oh, okay.
And it compacts your bricks.
It's a brick compactor.
Your broken bricks.
The brick pig.
It's a brick baler.
Okay. It
crushes your bricks into a fine powder and makes a new brick.
Oh, wow.
Good as new. Brick pig.
Okay, yeah, I like
it's
that.
It's a fucking pig for
It's a pig bricks. For bricks, yeah. Essentially.
It's okay. like when mafia men feed the bones to the pig.
This one does it with bricks.
Yes.
Love this
and
business.
And it's recyclable, too, so it's...
It's green.
It's green.
Yeah.
It's green. You ever forget your prayers? You ever forget them? I love this business, by the way. I don't know if I said that.
I think you did, but never.
Well, never. If you do.
I don't.
If you ever do, this is a new service. This is a new service. Sometimes you don't want to recite the prayers in your head. Sometimes you don't want to think. You know?
Me?
So you put in your prayer tape.
Yeah.
In your Walkman.
Yeah, okay.
Put in your prayer tape. It can be video. It can be cassette. It can be, you know.
On audio cassette too.
At least two or three more things.
I can put it in my Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put your prayer tape and it just says your prayers for you. You hit a button.
Does that still count?
It still counts. Yeah, it still counts because it's you saying it.
Oh, okay.
You recite it. You go to a place and you speak into a microphone. You say all your prayers.
And this is a nice soundproof booth.
Right.
It's a high-end recording studio. Sting actually recorded there.
Right. Yeah.
Sting.
He's one of my heroes.
And his vocal.
I don't listen to his music, but I respect that he's making it.
His vocal takes are, they glisten.
So, what do you think?
I love this business.
Good.
And I got one for you.
Okay.
You got any dead relatives or friends that you just want them to live forever in your heart?
I got a few of them, yeah.
Yeah, me too. So what's the best way to commemorate your lost loved ones? A skin bong.
Statue. Oh.
It's a skin bong. So when they die, you can have their skin tanned into a leather.
Yeah.
And made into a bong to smoke reefer.
Or hashish.
Or hashish, yeah. Then every time you toke up, you're basically, you know, saying a prayer to the memory of your best friend, Reese.
Yeah. Reese.
Yep.
I love this business. It's beautiful.
I know, skin bong.
What's the biggest problem with being an adult? You know what it is?
Wearing ties.
We don't have places like, we got Dave and Buster's. It's about as close as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't have places for adults like, you know, like when I was a kid, I used to go to Bonkers on Route 1. That was a hell of a place.
Bonkers.
It was a hell of a place.
Wait, on Route 1?
Yeah,
Route 1. Jokers?
No. Route 1 in Mass and Peabody.
Oh, different.
Or Danvers. It was in Danvers.
Route 1 in Portsmouth was Jokers.
Yeah, fuck Jokers.
Jokers was the tit.
No, next to Bonkers, though. You ever been to Bonkers?
Never been to Bonkers.
Bonkers was the shit.
Not
Bonkers
as good
was
as Jokers.
The fucking shit.
Definitely not as good as Jokers.
It's way better than Jokers.
No.
They had like a...
No.
They had like a... it was like three fucking stories tall. It was like a maze. They had like fucking...
Like a hidden temple?
Like ropes. Yeah, for real. It was crazy. Wow. It was great. A bunch of slides.
Wow.
They had a frog hopper. They had delicious pizza.
Did they have an aggro crag?
Bonkers. I'm talking about a place like that for adults. You know what we need? A goof station for adults. We just go and we forget the kids. We just goof around all day. We let our inner child out.
Okay, so I'm picturing, because if it's a station, it's more of like a drop-in, drop-out kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like on a corner in the city, you know, you're on your lunch break. You just hop into the goof station real quick.
Well, it's not real quick. You can spend the day at the goof station.
You can, but like, you can be quick about it. It can be like a play place.
It can, yeah. I mean, they do stand up there all day as well.
Oh, wow.
Goof. For adults. It's for adults.
Goof station.
You can smoke cigarettes inside. You go in the playpen.
We should open a goof station.
We should open a goof station.
Wow. I love this business. I support it.
I thought you might. So.
You got a lot of dead skin?
On my feet.
Yeah, well, everywhere else too, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Well, you're going to want my boy pod.
Your boy pod?
Yeah, it's just a pod. It's a pod you can go in, and it vibrates, and it shakes all of the dead skin off you. It actually has some cheese grater type material on the inside.
Wow.
So when it shakes you up, it's just fucking removes all your dead skin cells. So you can just sort of revitalize yourself in the boy pod.
It's like a day spa for boys.
Just for boys.
At your home.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to phrase it.
What?
What I just said. No, you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
It scrapes dead skin off.
Yeah, it's weird.
Off your boys.
Yeah. Off all your boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this business.
I know.
Not the way I described it, though. Yours was, yeah, I liked yours better.
Right. We'll go with that. I got a new fashion trend, if you're looking.
You do?
Yeah, you ever go to a cool party, and everybody there is just so manly and muscular,
mm-hmm.
and, you know.
It's like Predator.
Yeah, everybody there is just like, you son of a bitch.
At the end of there was a wrestling match last night on the pay-per-view that I watched. And the guys at the end did the Predator handshake because they were both mm-hmm. big, muscly men.
Of course,
and they did it like just like that.
Did they say, you son of a bitch?
So the guy, Miro, the guy that won the match, spoiler alert, last night he posted the picture and he did like the handshake and then he posted them doing the handshake and he wrote, Hobbs, you son of a bitch.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Well, if you're going to a party with these fuckers and you're feeling a little emasculated by your wimpy little body.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to just measure up to the real men, and you can't grow a good mustache to save your life, you're going to want to buy my meat mustache. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's like a mustache, which is pretty manly, but how does it get manlier? It's made out of raw beef.
Made out of hot dogs.
Made out of That's right. Yeah, meat mustache.
I love this.
Trademark.
I love this business. Do you have swoop bangs?
Always. Ever since my MySpace.
Do you ever have a hard time, like when they get too long, you have a hard time trimming them up, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. I got a new business. It's called the Swoop Samurai.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
They use a sword?
It's a sword. Yeah. It's part of the product, but it cuts your swoop bangs. It has a little like measuring thing and then a little katana swings down.
Yeah.
Gives you a nice chop. Swoop Samurai.
I love this business.
I thought you might. You did too. Should I do too?
Yeah, if you got one.
Swoop horde. you know your body's all riddled with lumps, right? Like it's all covered in lumps.
Oh my God, yeah. I can't get rid of them. I rip one out and another one pops right out. Two of them pop out.
Exactly. Well, I have a way to flatten those lumps. It's a new product I have. It's for men, specifically for men.
Yeah.
It's called the Lump Man.
Lump Man.
The Lump Man. You put it on your lumps and it just... Yeah. It's a very painful process.
You beat them
down.
But
it flattens your lumps.
Right.
What it does, it squashes your lumps.
That's important.
And it drains them. Really,
drains your lumps. Where's all the liquid go? The fluid.
Sometimes it pops. Other times it just goes into your, you know, other. It
in
just
your
moves.
Bloodstream.
Yeah, it just moves throughout your.
Okay.
You know.
You can push all that fluid down to your fingers so your fingers are all swollen up and you can slap people with them.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's you know.
That's cool.
And then you do that, then you go on that slap fight show that Dana White did.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I forget what it was called. It was a slap competition though. And like it's fucking gruesome.
Oh,
like,
I
it's
bet.
Like it's brutal.
I bet.
But yeah. Like it was on after, I think it got canceled. That's super low ratings, but it was on after AEW for a little bit.
Yeah.
And like the first time I watched it, it just goes like right into one of the fights. And I was like, okay, this isn't funny. And then the second time it came on after, and they started off with like vignettes of the guys and they paint them out to be like, I mean, they're giant douchebags anyway.
Yeah.
But they had a guy called Slap Jesus, who just had long hair and he was a slap fighter and talked a bunch of shit. And it's super cringy. It's like they definitely like give them things to say on the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like Room Raiders in that way.
Oh yeah.
But with slap fighting.
Right.
Yeah. It's like Room Raiders, but barbaric.
Okay.
Know?
I mean, Room Raiders is pretty barbaric.
It was, but this is worse.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it. That's all we got for you. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, you should really think about supporting the show by getting on our Patreon, and you can get all kinds of new content, including the app that we just used for that segment at patreon.com/coolparents. It starts at $3. So like, what are you waiting for? And also leave us a rating and a review wherever you're listening. That's a big help too.
Two.
What's our website?
It's coolparents.co.
What's our Instagram?
It's Cool Parents Worldwide.
What's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
That's everything.
We're blowing up on there.
Yeah. Big, blowing up. Big numbers. Huge numbers. So that's it. We'll be back next week. Hope you join us.
Yeah, come on back.
Yeah, for another Cool Parents podcast. I have been Curtis Charles.
I'm Bald Boy.
That's right.
Not today, though. I didn't wear the fucking headphones too long. It was making me bald. I felt it.
Right. Yeah, you do look a little balder now. Baldwin.
I went white.
What?
Yeah, my hair turned white. Oh, yeah,
that wasn't like that before.
I turned white.
Wow.
I've been stressed. Been real stressed.
Well, that's it. appreciate you listening. Fuck the world.
I bust a lump.
Parents.